And Ben Lehman from Penobscot Theater's first production of season 51, Birthday Candles. Welcome to you both.
Hey, great to be here.
Hello.
Thanks, Rich.
Nice to have you here with us. How are things going?
Great. We are under the gun now. We have a couple more shows, rehearsals, and then we're going to be with audiences this week. We're really excited.
Oh. Well, tell us a little bit about the show.
Well, it's got birthday cake. It's got stardust.
And am I right?
Yes.
You bake a cake every night?
I bake a cake. We had a lot of rehearsals where I baked cake, and it came out pretty darn good.
It did. Nice. We get to eat this cake in many rehearsals.
Yes. Wow. But this cake doesn't get eaten. I mean, I can't give away anything. But yes, I do bake the cake on stage, and the audience gets to smell a delicious cake.
And I've heard rumors, because you're going to want cake at the end of this play, no question, because you get to smell cake this entire time.
Yeah.
I hear that we're selling cake at the stage
like cupcakes
door
or
after
something.
The show and
yes.
concessions.
Wow.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And so it's about cake, cosmos, stardust. It's about this woman's life from 17 to 107 and how really an ordinary life is really truly extraordinary in just being here. And so it's really universal for any age or anybody that wants to go, because it's really beautiful. It's a beautiful play.
All right, so how do you, AJ Mooney, who I think of as ageless, how do you capture this broad range of ages?
How do I capture the older
Yes, stop it right
now. The 17 I can see.
Well,
but
you know, it's sort of like, it's actually, if you ask somebody, can you bring up that 17-year-old part of yourself? You could probably do it pretty quickly. And it's just done with these short vignettes of scenes, and it's chronological from 17 to 18 and then 39 to 50s to 80s and on. So, and you'll understand, because there's sound and light changes, and you'll start to begin to feel the flow of it. So, yeah, it's not like I'm going to take, you know, put makeup on and put like overalls on or anything.
Right.
Sneakers and then put a dress on.
It's acting.
That's right.
And what about you, Mr. Lehman? What character do you play?
Well, I play a character named Kenneth. He's not given a last name, but he is the lead character, Ernestine's next door neighbor. And they are next door neighbors for all of their lives, really. And so I have the interesting challenge of playing one person at various ages of their life. So 17, 50, 88, and then 90s. So that's
And again, as I said to AJ, I can see you playing the 17.
Right. The age has been incredibly difficult to find. I'm an incredibly youthful spirit, but
you know, you do feel like that, though. You do feel very youthful when you know, I think we all have that in us. Yeah.
Well, but, because you're actors, right?
Yeah,
that's right. You never lost your sense of play.
No, the sense of play.
There is a threat of that in the play, that we never really feel our age. And no matter what age you're at, there's something magical to be found in your existence, in your day-to-day.
It's true. And I love the idea of, and I even in real life, like I love seeing people that are older than me discover more things about themselves and take more adventures and find new love. And this is what happens in this play. So it's never like, oh, they're old and whatever, you know, too bad. Mm-hmm. You don't get to experience anything else. It's, you just keep experiencing until you don't, you know, until you're gone. Yeah. And that's really exciting.
Who else is in the cast that we'll want to come check out?
You'll want to come check out Stephanie Colavito.
Oh, love her.
And the lovely Amy Giroux.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my word.
And we have double Daniels in this show. Daniel Robert Sullivan, who is delightful. And we have Daniel Skinner, who
is
also an absolute delight.
Mm-hmm.
And people, this cast is one of the strongest ensembles I have worked with in a long time.
For sure.
I can honestly say everybody is doing amazing work. And the play is absolutely beautiful.
And Catherine Markey is our director.
She's
Stonington Opera House artistic director. She really, her home base is in New York. She is phenomenal as a director.
Yeah, she really is. She's absolutely excellent.
Everything's working. Everything's cooking.
And of course, the theater has just exceeded all expectations when it comes to the technical aspects of things in recent years, with amazing sets and costumes and lighting. Who's in charge of all of that this go round?
Our set designer is also our project manager at the theater, Jess Ploget, who has built an amazing set that somehow represents
the galaxy,
the cosmos, and the great void that stands in front of us, and your grandmother's kitchen.
Yeah,
like there's a
and that sounds like a joke,
but it's not. It's an absolute accurate description of what's going on. Mm-hmm. We have Tony Giroux on lighting. Mm-hmm. Neil Graham is our resident sound engineer, and he is doing the sound design on this, and it is particularly, I think, difficult this time. And there's a particular sound cue that kind of takes us through the passage of time. Mm. And that combined with a light cue tells you where you are in the play, and it's so important. And our technicians are amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's sparkly and conventional, and mm-hmm. there's eggs and butter.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, I'll ask both of you. So I'll start with you, Ben. What was it? What hooked you when you read the play? What made you, without giving too much away, what made you say, oh, I have to do this?
Well, I do enjoy the challenge. I've never played someone like this before where you have to represent their different ages. But to me, when I read it, this was a play that spoke to where my heart is right now, myself as a human. And the overall message of the play to me was the importance of just loving people while they're here in front of you. And I felt like this play had a really pure and wholesome message. And I just wanted to be part of it.
What about you, AJ?
I love that. That's really true at this point in my life. Yeah, as soon as I started reading it, my heart was just so full, right? And I think that's like, this life is so much bigger sometimes than our little minds can wrap around. And I really feel like it's just a soulful play. It just really spoke to my heart. That's all I can say about it.
And I think anyone who's been in the room with the play, who's associated with the theater that isn't in the play, has had an emotional reaction to it, because it just speaks to the human experience so beautifully. The play is so beautifully written.
True. Yep.
Wow. You guys selling it right there.
We are.
I mean it too.
I really do. I love this play. It's one of my favorite plays. I've read it 1,000 times. I love it. So it's been a real gift for me to be able to do it.
We've got previews later this week. Saturday, the official opening night.
Yes,
right. 5 p.m.
Simple to get tickets. Get them. But they're going fast, though. 942-3333. Online, penobscottheater.org. Or stop right in at the box office and say a big howdy-do, and they can set you up nicely right there. But you will not want to miss it. Birthday Candles. First show of season 51 with Ben Lehman, AJ Mooney. Can't wait to see it. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Always lovely to see you both.
Great to see you, too.
Both looking 17 here in the studio, too.
Feeling it, really.
Fresh as the DJ. 16 going on 17, frankly.
It is 9 minutes after the hour here on Downtown.